Sunday, May 20th, the Ascension of the Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Jesus presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, Jesus enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked Jesus, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When Jesus had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as Jesus was going, suddenly two men dressed in garments stood beside them. And they said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The Word of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. This feast holds for us two very powerful acts of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' ascension into heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus' instruction and commissioning of his disciples to continue his mission by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even at this moment, the disciples are still wondering and questioning when their vision for Israel will be fulfilled. Again, Jesus reminds them that neither the time, the when, of God's fulfillment of God's kingdom and plan for Israel should be of their concern, nor is it for their knowing. But clearly, the how of God's fulfilling his promise for the kingdom of Israel and all of the world needs to be the center of their attention. The disciples receiving and accepting the commission to fulfill the mission of Jesus, given through and with the power of the Holy Spirit, is essential. Jesus speaks to them, You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. 2,000 years later, we are still pondering these words. We are still pondering this commission to the first disciples. And we are still awakening to the depth of their meaning for our world today and for the commission of the disciples of the 21st century. We return again and again to the story that we know the Gospels. The story of the life, the death, and the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus. And we see in his own life story, as portrayed by the Gospel of Luke, the very baptism in water and baptism in the Spirit of which Jesus speaks. Early in Luke we hear, after Jesus had been baptized in the waters of the Jordan by John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit descended upon him and God announced, "This is my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Having received the baptism of water and the Holy Spirit of God, it speaks of Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit. He returns from the Jordan and is led by the Spirit into the desert. And in the desert he is taught and learns his mission. So when Jesus comes forth from the desert, he again resoundingly speaks by the power of the Holy Spirit. He announces his mission in the fourth chapter of Luke as he takes the scroll of Isaiah and speaks, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because God has anointed me." In this very same matter in which Jesus was commissioned and mission for the work of God, the work of divinity upon the earth, Jesus so too commissions his disciples. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. When we refer to the Acts of the Apostles, the book in which the workings of the early community are described, we could actually call this book the Acts of the Holy Spirit in the life of the community of believers. And what if we were to write this book again today? The Acts of the Holy Spirit in the life of the community of believers. You will be given power to fulfill the mission. And what is this power of the Holy Spirit? Power is a word that is used often today. And it has generally a negative and oppressive connotation. It is spoken of in the context of winning wars, winning battles, being number one, the power of oppression and domination. This is not the power that comes from the divine. It is not the power of the Holy Spirit. In the light of the Holy Spirit, this worldly power is nothing. In the book of Genesis, the very first chapter, its very beginning, we hear, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, a mighty wind swept over the waters." In other words, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. This Holy Spirit, Ruach, wind, breath of God, the divine energy that is the source of all creation, the life energy that brings into being and sustains all things, visible and invisible. The Holy Spirit, intimate presence, the heartbeat of the divine, present and imbuing, permeating all beings, all of creation, the universe, the cosmos, all that is and was and ever will be. And through Jesus, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is spoken into matter and form, the incarnation is created, comes into being by the power of the Holy Spirit. And is this divine power, this holy power, this holy light, this holy life, this holy energy, this spirit that accomplishes all things through Jesus, his teaching leading to the understandings of the mind of God, his healing power flowing out from him to restore and to renew all that touches him, forgiving even his enemies, understanding, speaking and praying with his Father, forgive them, they do not know what they are doing. Loving, loving beyond all human comprehension. And he speaks, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life. Love one another as I have loved you. This kind of loving is only possible in the power of the Holy Spirit, by God's power alone. Our world, longing to see the manifestation of peace, of a love that touches the hearts of every human person, that touches the essence of all of creation. Those gifts of the Spirit of which Paul speaks, and which Paul teaches as the sign and markers of the community of believers actually living in the Spirit. What will be manifest? Wisdom, understanding, right judgment, courage, knowledge, reverence, awe and wonder in God's presence. There will be lives filled with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, gentleness, humility. All of those longings that tug at our human hearts today are fulfilled in this Holy Spirit, the power that Jesus says to us, you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. We have been baptized by water. We have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And this day, as we celebrate the Ascension, the unity of Jesus and God in all oneness, we celebrate also the outpouring of that Holy Spirit upon all of creation, upon and in all of humanity. Nothing is separated from this power, from this life source, this light and energy of God's very self. Teilhard de Chardin once said, the day will come when, after harnessing the winds, the tides, and gravitation, we shall harness for God the energies of love. And on that day, for the second time in the history of the world, humankind will have discovered fire. The name of this fire for us is the Holy Spirit. We are awakened to a more deeper understanding of Jesus' prayer as he walked this earth, and his announcement, I have come to set a fire upon the earth. And as we settle in, receive and accept, open our minds and our hearts, our souls, all of our being, to a deepening an ever-increasing and effusive baptism of the Holy Spirit in our own lives. This fire of which Jesus speaks will continue to consume the earth, will continue to consume all of creation, until the entire cosmos awakens to its divinity. I want to close with a prayer from our Dominican brother and friar, Donald Gergen. In his book, Fire of Love, he gives us this prayer. And I hope that each of us can take this to heart and take it to our own daily prayer, inviting that baptism of the Holy Spirit within our lives again and again and again. For there is no limit to the power of God working in us and through us, and the Spirit awaking us to the divine, the holy presence that consumes all. And so we pray. Gentle breath, blazing fire, strong wind, Holy Spirit, Atman, soul of my soul, soul of the church, soul of the universe, cosmic spirit, great spirit, guide me to my true home in you, where I am one with you, one with myself and with you in myself, where I am so totally one with you that I am nothing other than you, where I become aware that you are my true self, that there is no self but you, and I in you, and you in me, but one self, the same self that is the self of all others, of all creation, of all creatures, the self of the universe, the guide of its evolution, the dispenser of wisdom, my truest and deepest and inmost self. Let there be no I, only you, whose instruments and icons we are. You are the pebble, we the ripples, spreading out and out into an infinite embrace of the entire universe. Aware of you, we are your real presence in the world. Help us to make your presence effective and felt. Amen.